USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has received the Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera during an event at the White House. The president again pushing everyone to get vaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving a vote from Monday to Thursday for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. New Jersey Democratic Representative Josh Gottheimer, appearing on America's Newsroom, describes a sticking point for him in the social spending bill.
I can't support any reconciliation package that doesn't lower taxes here in my district by reinstating the state and local tax deduction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.